This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to bounce here for a little bit. And then when we get back, have you ever done a full body MRI scan? They're expensive, but have you got something going on that is hiding somewhere deep down inside?
Whoa.
Will it reveal that thing? And I think most of us would say, look, if I've got like pancreatic cancer going on down there, or like someone I know, there is a tumor like way under your breast bone. So it's not something that a self breast exam found, not something that your typical mammogram would find. Would an MRI scan be worth the money to uncover those things in an otherwise healthy adult? We'll talk about that here in just a second. But coming off of this school story, and when you have it, let me know, Sam. Check your email.
We're ready.
There is the funniest video on Reels going around, and I'm going to set the stage here before we play it. It looks like some sort of school pageant or program of some kind.
And that's a Christmas show.
There's a woman up on the stage. This is clearly an elementary school. The cutest little redheaded child is up there. She looks maybe five years old. And this little girl has the microphone, and her job is to thank all of the people and the parents for coming. Hilarity then ensues. Just play it.
I am very proud of myself and all of my other friends inside my class. And my class is really sweet, except one little boy.
What did he do to her?
We're going to play it again because the funniest part about it, and we'll put this on our social media channels. I don't know how long ago this was. I don't care. We will put it on social because it is one of the funniest reels I've ever seen. This little girl just commands the stage. She has got the microphone like she's been a reporter for 20 years.
She's got the sass hand going,
and she says, I am so proud of our school. Everyone in my class is really sweet. And then when she pauses and she says, except that one little boy, listen to what she says after that. She goes, I'm going to tell you.
I'm very proud of myself and all of my other friends inside my class. And my class is really sweet, except one little boy.
When she goes, I need to tell you, the adult, like one of the teachers or staffers up there, is laughing so hard, but then just like takes the microphone. Mm-hmm. And then that little girl just sassy, like waves at everybody and just exits stage left.
I am not waiting to figure out what she is about to say
except
to the crowd.
One little boy. I need to tell you.
That little jerk.
God, that made me laugh. And then this story out of South Carolina before we wrap our hour. A new incentive program will pay some South Carolina families each week for perfect attendance as absenteeism continues to hamper school performance.
Okay.
The pilot program, which allows the Charleston County School District to divvy out $25 a week per student to at least 1,900 students and their families, rolled out on March 10th. Students within 10 selected grades and schools will be eligible to continuously receive money through a designated debit card, but only if their child achieves perfect attendance every week until the end of the year, May 16th.
So $25 a week per student every single week.
Most of them, I will tell you, are elementary schools. There are two middle schools listed and two high schools listed. So you know what the district did. They looked at attendance trends. They chose the, you know, 9 or 10 schools where attendance is the worst and the school test scores are probably suffering because of it. And they said, look, what if we give you $25? That's $100 a month.
Yeah.
You would get on a gift card for just getting your kid to school.
I mean, that's more than most kids get an allowance.
There is some parameter put on this. Parents, guardians, or students over 18 will receive the card. It's not going directly to the elementary kid. Card holders will only be able to use the cards on necessities, gas, transportation, utilities, or food. If there are multiple students in one household, each student is eligible for their own $25.
By the way, if you go to school every single day of that school year, the average school year being 180 days or 36 weeks long, depending on the state that you're in, you will get $900 by the end of that year.
In theory, quoting here from one of the district leaders, if this works, the data shows significant improvements over human capital investments. It would be a higher priority to provide these types of rewards. And guess what? The district reported, quote, significant increases in perfect attendance across the included schools. That was just in the first 2 weeks.
Now, what if you have an appointment or something? Does that, dock your pay? Yeah, if you're sick, I mean, I've got the flu. I'm showing up. I want my $25.
I'm sorry.
Bucks.
I don't believe in vaccines. My kid has the measles, but we're not giving up that gift card.
You better believe it. I want my $900 by the end of the year.
When we get back, have you done the full body MRI scan? If you're in healthcare, I want to talk to you. If you would do it, it's not cheap. I want to talk to you as well. 913-586-7798. You are listening to Dana and Parks.